The new orders to hunker down again are giving us reason to pause. Neil Milner joins us for the long view to talk about what this means for places we are used to frequenting for food. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I'm glad you wanted to talk about this because I got a frantic text from a friend who said, oh no, Kehlani Bakery is, you know, shutting down until further notice. And we just spent, you know, some time just talking about the lemon meringue pie and the brownies and the prune cake. So we're worried that it's not going to reopen.
Well, I'm going to go get something to eat after that introduction, so you'll have to cover the show yourself. This is an essay by Brian Washington in a magazine called Oxford American about what restaurants mean. And he talks about his experience in Houston and the COVID and so on. And it's really about not the economics of the restaurant business, which, of course, right now is sad and so on. And it's not simply about restaurants closing, which have also was a concern. The figure I saw is that at least 40 restaurants in Honolulu have already closed. It's about what restaurants mean to us in terms of our sense of connection and our memories and a place where we feel comfort and flexibility at the same time. Let me just read you what he's trying to get at here. He says, I guess what I'm trying to say is this. Restaurants are where life is lived. They're where I've lived my life. If we're willing to sacrifice those venues, then we're willing to sacrifice our cities as we know them. And he talks about the different kinds of ethnic restaurants and so on. And Houston is a very diverse city. Its restaurant scene is probably even more diverse than Hawaii. But the way he goes about this is to look at what it means to be a regular in a restaurant, where it's a hangout for you.
Well, you know, I know at the start of this pandemic, I called up my kids and I said, you know, you better go to, it was a Maple Garden, Yenqing. And I said, you know, we have such wonderful memories as a family going to that restaurant. Go support them, you know.
Yeah, sure. We all have places like that. I mean, you know, Hawaii, when people tell stories about living in Hawaii, they almost invariably include food memories. It's one of the ways that you define yourself in terms of where you live and what you like. You know, I've written in other places that if you're a Haole here, moving here, you get food tests, right? People ask you what you eat and what you don't eat, and they test you because part of becoming part of this place, making a connection, is eating certain foods. And the kind of connection that Washington is interested in, this is Brian Washington, the writer, is what it means to be a regular. He said, you know, I have a lot of restaurants around, you know, he's talking mainly small ones, but big ones, where I consider myself being a regular. And being a regular means two things, one of which it means you're probably going to have people in there that know you, that are familiar with you, and you feel comfortable. But there are also places, when you're a regular, where you can feel totally comfortable not talking to everybody, being alone and having some of the language he uses is too colorful for radio, but where you can be all by yourself and not have to worry. And he said, when you lose that, you're losing an important part of your life. He talks about the food being good, but a lot of it is about how you feel in these places. And I'm guessing that the folks who are listening right now have those kinds of places. They're hangouts. They're like that. For me, for example, the Starbucks in Coco Marina over time has become that place where people know me, where I can sit and write or read all alone. And people miss that when they can't go there anymore.
I know, and it's funny, too, when you think, oh, yeah, you know, someone mentions this one place and they have a favorite dish, And you think, well, gee, I've never tried that. I go there and I order my one thing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you know, we used to eat out a lot before the pandemic. I mean, eat, not dine, not fancy places. We just go out. And now we do that fairly often, but it's takeout. But it's not the same. You don't have that connection, that sense of place. And that's what I think is something we have to remember. These are very disorienting times. Our whole sense of place is different, right? Geographically, how far we become from our families and so on. And restaurants really play an important role in in giving us that sort of sense of place. I mean, you said you'll drive, what, 20, 25 miles to the bakery in Wahiawa to pick up a pie. That's not just because the pie tastes good. It's because other people in your group, in your loved ones, like the pie and have good memories about it, and it brings folks together.
And I worry about the baker because I know she had only made those pies, a couple days a week because, you couldn't find it every single day. So you had to time it, and you had to get there before they ran out.
Yeah.
So I wonder about her. I worry about, her employment.
And also because you're kind of a regular for that pie, you know the routine. You know it's there. You know the baker. And that's also an important part of your life. It makes it fuller. We do huge Thanksgiving dinner every year. It's partly potluck and partly the hosts cook it. And it's become a real tradition. And most of the people who are there are not folks who have extended family here because they moved from the mainland. It's not been called off for sure. And we were sharing a Zoom call about how sad that was and whether we could do, just jokingly, Meals on Wheels, right, where you would deliver, I don't know, you deliver the stuffing. But that sense of community, that sense of being together to eat is just as important for these restaurants as anything else. I'm thinking of some of the old places where politicians used to hang out. Everybody knew that it was a place. When Frank Fossey was alive, it was the Wisteria. And those became important places for people to see and be seen and to be comfortable. And so that when restaurants close now, it's more than, as sad as it is, people losing their jobs and people losing their steak. It's the fact that it takes one more thing in what makes our life interesting and pleasant and more interactive that is gone.
Well, I do pine for the tempura at Wisteria Restaurant and the oxtail soup.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, the Zippy's nearby, I think, picked up some of that traffic. But never the same way that Wisteria had kind of places you could sit to be on your own. Yeah, those are food memories, right? They're not just about the taste. They're also about what the place was like inside and what the neighborhood used to be around Wisteria and how that's changing now and so on.
Yes, and I just flashed on the Columbia Inn and where the journalists would go. And, the Star Bulletin and the Honolulu Advertiser, which are no more.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, the Columbia Inn down on Kapi'olani. Yeah, there just were a lot of those kinds of places. We don't have here the neighborhood bar tradition that other cities have, or the local, as the neighborhood pubs in England are called. But I think, if you go to Big City Diner in Kaimuki, you'll find same kind of people going there fairly regularly. They get to know you. And that's not the same as takeout, and it's certainly not the same if that restaurant disappears.
I know, and then with this pending shutdown on Thursday, we just heard, the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, they're concerned for the small businesses because they just fear that even though this is only going to be 2 weeks, who's going to survive on the other side?
No, that's exactly right. But remember the depth of that problem. That, of course, the most important thing and the obvious thing is the economics of those restaurants surviving. But we also, as Washington says, we lose a little piece of ourselves if those restaurants close, and that's an integral part of the city. When we start thinking about transforming Hawaii, which is a word that I'm ambivalent about because it's way too grandiose, post-COVID, what we're going to do, one of the things that we would like to see again is these little places that you kind of take for granted, or at least, everybody doesn't know about. And that's as much a part of the transformation and recovery. And again, not just for economic reasons, but for, just for the reasons of our own lives.
Yes, they feed our soul. Thank you so much, Neil.
You're welcome. Take care.
That was Neil Milner, retired professor of political science and contributing editor of our segment, The Long View.